A Pakistani man in New York has been charged with helping an Al-Qaeda member who wanted to enter the United States. 23-year-old Uzair Paracha is a permanent resident of the U.S. Federal prosecutors say he posed as the Al-Qaeda member earlier this year in order to help the man obtain immigration documents. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The unnamed Al-Qaeda member had apparently been in the U.S. before. According to documents cited in the criminal complaint, he had status as either a refugee or asylee and had applied for a refugee travel document to go to Dubai. The problem seems to be that the man had left the U.S. without authorization and now needed proper forms to re-enter. So, in a series of meetings in Pakistan, he enlisted the aid of Uzair Paracha. Paracha was apparently in Pakistan helping with his father's clothing export firm. Prosecutors say the Al-Qaeda member wanted to invest $200,000 in the business. Paracha believed if he didn't help the man, the company wouldn't get the money. In an ice cream shop in Karachi, the two cut a deal. The Al-Qaeda member asked Paracha to pose as him on his return to the U.S. and to perform a series of transactions that would make it appear the man was still in the country. Prosecutors say Paracha possessed a driver's license, credit cards, bank ATM card, and other documents in the name of the Al-Qaeda member. He allegedly called a bank on the man's behalf and closed the man's post office box in Maryland. The box was held jointly with a woman whom the Al-Qaeda man called a good sister. Paracha was to say he and the woman were no longer seeing each other. According to the criminal complaint, Paracha also called immigration authorities, seeking documentation that would allow the Al-Qaeda man to re-enter and possibly remain in the U.S. At his court appearance in Manhattan, Paracha smiled and waved to a dozen family members. He's been detained as a material witness since late March on information from Al-Qaeda detainee Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, according to his lawyer. Paracha's lawyer admits his client knew the man in Pakistan was associated with Al-Qaeda, but says he was manipulated into helping him. He described Paracha as very bright but very naive, with no criminal history. Uzair Paracha has a bail hearing next week, and prosecutors say their investigation is ongoing. The criminal complaint cites a conspiracy among Uzair and, quote, others known and unknown. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.